Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Doorville, touch a country in the city.
This is Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing this back, ARS. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our new friend, Kevin Gilroy. He's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to have him back. He's got a lot of good stuff to help us with. He's with SAP. Senior Vice President over there, and in charge of their global channels. And Kevin, thanks again for being here. And he's talking to us about millennials, the millennials, the Gen Y, digital natives. They have two or three different names, and all of them are very, you know, very affectionate. We say them all with great affection, don't we, Kevin?
We sure do, and we all need to understand that. By 2025, 75% of the workforce will be millennials.
Say that again, Kevin. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Kevin.
You know, the estimates are from multiple sources. One recently from Oxford Economics is by 2025, which is 10 years from now, 75% of the workforce will be millennials. And based on that, we need to understand them.
And if you're business to business, many of those millennials are going to be the managers that you're going to be doing business with. They'll be your first point of contact. As a small business owner, Kevin, you know, we don't come in from the top. We come in from, you know, hopefully a little bit on the side. But more and more, these millennials are, and I've run into this as I've dealt with major corporations. I've run into millennials being managers. And, you know, forget leaving them a message. They don't even like me to send them an email. They want me to tweet them.
Exactly.
And I have to do that. Exactly. So this is the business to business side. But I want to get back to four areas that you guys think that we really need to focus on as small businesses to make sure that we're relevant to the millennials, and it's cloud, mobile, social, and big data. Talk to us about those.
Well, you know, cloud is a fabulous phenomena colliding with the millennials, and it plays really well. The cloud makes technology affordable and easy to deploy and easy to consume. And again, one thing that isn't different between boomers like myself and millennials like my kids is that working capital and cash conservation for small, medium businesses is still king. So the cloud now allows small, medium companies to preserve capital and buy on demand technology products, again, that not just millennials want, but small medium businesses of all generations want. So the cloud eases the consumption, and the deployment of these technologies are days, not weeks and months, but days. So cloud is a major player there.
Well, and I'll give you an example of that. I'm here at the Independent Community Bankers Association National Convention. One of their future disruptors, and it's not even future; it's right now, is cloud funding. Cloud funding with for loans, primarily. And I'm not concerned about the equity part of crowd funding, but crowd funding for loans is emerging, and it's going to take a big chunk out of community banks, and a millennial is much more likely to go with a crowdfunding loan, even if it's a little bit more expensive, just because it'll be easier for them and more natural for them.
That's exactly right. Again, the consumption experience needs to be consumer-like. The consumption experience of my generation, the boomer generation, is completely different on the way the digital natives, the millennials, the generation, wires, whatever you want to call them, their consumption experience, the deployment experience, needs to be really easy, really simple, really fast. And that gets into your question about big data, where millennials are telling us around the world they want the data real time, they want it fast. So number crunching and processes that used to take days and weeks needs to happen instantly for millennials.
Well, and the good news for small businesses, and your company is an example, and there are others as well, but your company is a good example of helping small businesses make big data not such a big deal for us.
Yeah, I mean, one thing they tell me, Jim, around the world, small, medium businesses, whether I'm in India, whether I'm here in the U.S., is simplify this conversation. You know, I want the complexity of technology taken out. Mm-hmm. I just want it to bloody work. And that's what we're doing at SAP and making those experiences really phenomenal for our customers.
And, you know, another thing, of course, we often just presume that mobile, you know, when you think of millennial, you think of mobile. But I don't know how many, I mean, most small businesses still don't have a mobile site. I took a poll of community bankers yesterday in a speech I gave, and I'm going to say 20% of those community bankers told me they had a mobile site. That's unacceptable, Kevin.
Totally unacceptable.
If you want to reach millennials, in fact, heck, I'm a baby boomer. If you want to reach me, you better have a mobile site.
Absolutely. You better have a mobile site. You better have an app. It better be even, you know, so easy to access that they're transferring funds. They're making decisions on the fly, real time.
Kevin, I need a website, please.
The website is sap.com/SME.
All right. So they check out your research and all the stuff we've talked about there, right?
That absolutely. It's all there and really interesting point in time.
Thank you for being here, Kevin. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. Lots to talk about.
Thank you. We'll have you back real soon. Kevin Gilroy, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.